But the growth of Burnaby, I think it's the first business, and I'm just, you know, going along with Rod and rambling about these things. But I guess in 1960 would be the first major shopping center, of course, was Brentwood, and I guess Loheap followed after that. But Kingsway was always a strip, because I can deal with my area here. Basically, Kingsway was a strip type, you know, and now, of course, the advent of the town center major planning thing that was put together under Tony Parr, the municipal planner and the council of the day. Then you have your Edmonds Town Center, and especially it's going to happen now with Hydro coming out, and of course the tram. See, I'm dating myself, but with the SkyTrain terminus here, but the major thrust of business, I think, changed when Kingsway widened, and you had Middlegate and the old Orchard Shopping Center, and then Sears came in the early 50s, the original Simpson Sears store. I would think that was where your major pockets of the economic basis to this part. North Burnaby, of course, I would attribute that to Brentwood, and Hastings Street never really, there's always been this battle. It's kind of ironical. Just prior to your coming in, I was reading they've announced the Hastings fast track for Hastings, and that, my goodness, Rod, that's been discussed. If you talk to other people that have been around in the last 40 years, that thing has been, I mean, there's been battles over that Hastings Street widening, and you know, those little pockets where some are narrow, some are wide. It's just been incredible. And I believe the Lake City Industrial Park was another major, and these are the thrusts of the 50s and early 60s. The Lake City with Ted Loftus, and then of course became Webb and Knapp, the infamous Zeckendorf out of New York. But it was still a very meaningful thing, Lake City, and I imagine the crowning glory of development from the educational part, from number one and two, not necessarily in that order, would certainly be the advent of Simon Fraser University and BCIT, I think, as far as the educational aspect. And then, of course, Burnaby, the centennial part of Burnaby, where the old Father John's place, which is now our Heritage Park, that was Father John, by the way. There was a big cross that used to be up on the top of the building. As you came off the freeway, come off the freeway to make the left turn to come here, and then you would then we acquired that. I was on the committee with Alan Emmett and Doreen Lawson. We acquired that for a centennial project in 1958, I believe it was. And so that whole area down to Deer Lake, it became the art gallery and the community involvement. If you walk around there, you'll see the folks of the day that spearheaded. And I always remember the price they paid. Now, when you think of 1990, of the property values, and I'll give you a little kind of, I thought it was quite interesting now that we're, if you can check with Alan Emmett, or particularly Alan would remember this, I believe Burnaby paid $750,000 for all that property where the museum is and everything. That whole, they probably have added on since that 30 years ago or whatever that time frame would be. But to show you, it's all relevant. It doesn't probably matter a heck of a lot. But there's a small piece of property at Royal Oak, at Kingsway and Royal Oak, where the a former funeral home, the Royal Oak, it's now the Sharky's restaurant. It's just for sale again, penny farthing development. There's, if you go just off of Kingsway a little bit, there's an older store, you know, like a corner store type of thing with a parking lot. And I was with a chap, Mike Reed, who's in my Rotary Club, and he's the manager of the Bank of BC at Royal Oak, and the Bank of BC Hong Kong at Royal Oak and Kingsway. That piece of property had just been sold for $1 million. And it might be 20,000 square feet at the best, and I don't know how many acres are, but just shows you how the tremendous growth, and of course the values have changed, everything else.
Mm-hmm. But Father John was, that was that religious sect.
That's correct, and that was an interesting phase of Burnaby's history.
What, do you know anything about that sect?
Well, he got into a bit of trouble. They went down, I believe some of them went down to South America. I'm not suggesting it was like Guyana type of thing, but again, I'm only using this as a reference point, and I would think the person who, because he was the Reeve at the time, then became mayor, or it's the same thing, but they changed because of the corporate structure of Burnaby. But I would think that Alan Emmett is the one person that would know, and he has tremendous recall for those type of things. So I wouldn't want to step in his territory.
Take two tapes.
But his knowledge of Burnaby is, he became, you know, so involved, but he has an incredible recall. If you recall, in your history, or at least if your research, Burnaby went into receivership in the Depression, and Reeve Morrison was the one that took us through the war of again, and so there's really nothing really happened, Rod, in the 40s till and I mentioned the advent of Brentwood, Sears down in Kingsway, those two things, nothing really happened till then. There was a 15-year window of nothing happening, if I can put it that way. So you could talk to anybody, Cliff Brown Jr., the son of the superintendent of schools, he's just retired as bank manager of the Bank of Montreal, who happened, ironically, stayed in the area to be a bank manager for a lot of his career. But nothing, the impetus of the change, the cultural change, the academia, the whole, everything, your tank farm for the oil, the refinery, that all came in after the war, of course. There was nothing was done. A, the Depression, secondly, the war stopped any rapid expansion of any kind. So it really all changed, the libraries that were built, the schools that were built, just a tremendous amount of schools were built in the late 40s, early 50s.